Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Little SRV. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back as we go out, as we wrap it up. I'm wrapping up my visit here on the show in Cleveland, but not my Cleveland visit, because I'm going to be here the rest of the day, but I'm wrapping up my show as I broadcast live from Cleveland in the middle of my 16th anniversary week. And this is, boy, have we had some fun today, haven't we? Meeting all these chamber members, all these chamber leaders. We met a Cox business executive, and golly, let's see, we had six different small business owners, two chamber executives, and a partridge in a pear tree, I think. Sorry about that. I just couldn't resist. Just love doing my show. I love talking to you. I love talking to small business owners, and I love telling you about chambers of commerce. I love chambers of commerce because of the good work that they do, the unique work that they do. They do unique things, ladies and gentlemen. There is no organization in your marketplace that can do the things, that can cut across the barriers, that can knock down the firewalls, that can penetrate the silos of government, of politics, of education, of the arts, of sports, of commerce, of industry, of retail, you name it. Whatever is going on, their chamber members are involved. Every entity I just mentioned is represented in the chamber. And if you want to get something done, if you're stuck somewhere in your community, get the chamber involved in it. It'll get done. It'll get fixed. And all the political nonsense that can go on between groups. If you want to knock that down, if you want to get the negative nabobs out of the way, the chamber can help make that happen. If you want to grow your economy, get the chamber involved. If you got a policy issue with the state, especially, or with the local government, get the chamber involved. But guess what? You need to be a member of your chamber in order to do that, and you may be one of the people who's asked to get to help fix something. You are the chamber. The chamber is not part of the government. Don't get that idea. I know some people think that. But the chamber is you, my friends. You are the co-owner. You're one of the owners of the Chamber of Commerce. You're one of the leaders. You're one of the people. The chambers have executives. They have employees. And they run the day-to-day, but the work of the chamber is done by chamber members, just like you, just like me. I've had several jobs in my Chamber of Commerce, which I've been a member of since 1977. I've been on the I've chaired the nominating committee more than once. I've been on the finance committee and other committees over the years. And I wish I could have done more. So please join your chamber. Please do work in your chamber. Please volunteer to contribute to your chamber. And I promise you, you will thank me. Did you hear the voice? Did you hear the way the people who I interviewed today, the six chamber members, did you hear how they said, how they felt about their chamber, what they said about that? You can feel that way too. You can have that kind of an attitude too if you join your chamber and if you do it right. And you know what it costs to join a chamber? It's I don't know, a couple hundred bucks a year, maybe $300 a year, depending on how many employees you have, maybe less if it's a small chamber. But I will tell you this, dollar for dollar, if you do it right, dollar for dollar, you won't make a better investment this year. I promise you, you won't. So I'm excited about talking about chambers. I'm glad we got to meet these folks. Today, I'm going to be speaking to 250, they tell me. It's a sold-out crowd here in the Cleveland area of small business owners. I'm going to be talking to them about some of my ideas, about my age of the customer ideas that I've been sharing with you over the last couple of years. I've been telling you a little bit about the age of the customer, my new book, is out. It's not ready for delivery for retail. You're going to have the ability to buy that later in a couple of months. In January, we're going to release it officially. But it is done, and I've seen it. It's beautiful. I'm proud of it, and I think you're going to benefit from it. But I'm going to be talking about that with this group today, later today, and up here in Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for helping me celebrate and allowing me to celebrate our milestones, 16th anniversary of the show, and I appreciate it very much. Tomorrow, I'll be back to regular, and we're going to wrap up our 16th anniversary week. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.